Good morning. I'm starting to notice a trend here. I'm usually the last presentation standing between you guys and lunch, so I'm going to try to be brief. Today I'm going to talk to you. I'm Michelle Rory with the Program Evaluation Branch in the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at CDC. And I'm going to talk to you about the monitoring and evaluation of HIV partner services programs in the U.S. So in 2010, President Obama developed the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, also commonly referred to as NHOS. There are three goals of the strategy, and they are to reduce new infections, to increase access to care, and improve health outcomes for people living with HIV, and to promote health equity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has responded to that challenge by providing funding to health departments for HIV prevention programs, and partner services is one of the required components that these grantees must conduct. This slide should be really familiar to most people. It shows the PS process. So in the first step, when a person tests positive, he or she becomes an index patient. During this first step, partner elicitation is where his partners are named during an interview. In step two, partner notification. This is where those partners for whom there is enough information there are located by DIS or other healthcare professionals and notified of their possible exposure to HIV. In step three, a referral is made to HIV testing and should occur for each possible partner. During this activity, partners are tested to confirm their status, and if that partner tests positive, then he or she is referred into medical care in step four, linkage to medical care. He or she then becomes an index patient and the process starts all over again. The Program Evaluation Branch, or as we are known as PEB, within the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention, is charged with performing National HIV Prevention Program Monitoring and Evaluation, or NHM&E, with these funded health departments. PEB's approach to evaluation, data collection, management, and reporting was developed to meet their accountability, program monitoring, and program improvement needs. NHM&E consists of a standardized set of variables and program performance indicators that are used to collect and report HIV prevention program data throughout the nation. Partner services data are collected from clients who receive HIV prevention services funded by CDC, and these client-level data are then reported at the individual level. Although the variables are standard, the use of various data collection systems can contribute to less than expected reporting completeness. Some of the standard variables that we collect for partner services include information about demographic characteristics, risk behaviors, the number and type of partners, HIV testing, and their linkage to HIV medical care. Also, when the opportunity arises during technical assistance calls, we also ask additional questions, which can include how are your index patients identified for partner services, who conducts partner services in your jurisdiction, and how are index patients and partners interviewed, and how is the data collected and when. So the Program Evaluation Branch began its first submission, received its first submission of client-level partner services data in March of 2012. And the data period that was required was the entire year of 2011. 56 of our 59 grantees at that time, or 95% of the grantees, submitted files. We also had one state that said that they did not have any partner services cases for that year. I won't name them, but it was a really small jurisdiction. Of these 56 files, 53 were determined to be analyzable files, which meant that they followed the proper protocol for formatting for how we actually asked the grantees to submit their files in XML formatting, which kind of proved difficult for some of the grantees. The following slides will focus on the results of these 53 files that were submitted and subjected to a data quality procedure to determine their completeness. As I mentioned previously, one of the greatest challenges that we came across was analyzing data uniformly, especially when some of the grantees used a number of different data collection systems. Although the NHME required variables are the same, local rules may dictate how they're captured, and then sometimes there are laws preventing some of the states from collecting certain information. But the majority of the grantees use their own locally developed systems, while 39% of the grantees use STDMIS, which is a CDC-supported data collection tool. So within the last year, CDC has begun to support another data collection system called PSWeb for partner services, which is now available to all grantees that we fund at no additional cost. And to also promote uniformity, in September 2013, it became a requirement for all grantees to submit their partner services data through a reporting system called EvaluationWeb. And because many of these data collection systems were being utilized, a formal process called the Data Management and Data Quality Assurance, or as we refer to as DMDQ process, was begun. Its purpose is to evaluate and monitor the quality of the PS data and to prepare and provide feedback to grantees, the prevention program branch, and also to our division leadership in an effort to improve data quality and inform program improvement. Each record that we received from grantees was checked for complete and valid responses, and emails were then sent to grantees with details outlining their reported data for the submission timeframe. If further clarification or discussion was warranted, calls were placed to that program. So in 2011, some of the feedback that we received in PEB was that some of the grantees felt that they did they were better informed about the data requirements and what we were expecting from them. They also felt more confident in their data collection efforts and the numbers that were reported. So as a result of the calls, 25 grantees resubmitted their 2011 PS data to correct any kind of errors or omissions that were discovered during the process. These approved data were used to calculate the following PS performance indicators. So we currently have 21 indicators for the Partner Services Program, which are used to answer 5 national program evaluation questions, and I will speak briefly about them on the following slides. So 6 of the indicators pertain to the index patient, and 10 indicators are generated from partner data, and 5 indicators involve data from both index patients and partners. So in this presentation, we use client-level data submitted by the 53 jurisdictions for the entire year of 2011 for the calculation of these indicators. The 5 national program evaluation questions that I mentioned previously are aimed at gauging a program's success at implementing and executing the partner services interventions. We ask how successful partner service programs are at identifying and interviewing individuals with newly reported HIV infection, at eliciting partner information from persons with newly reported HIV infection, at notifying partners of their exposure to HIV, at testing and treating partners, and also linking positive partners to care. So this slide shows an example of the documentation that we have developed in PEB that's required to calculate one of the partner services indicators. So for each national question, there are a series of steps that are implemented to generate responses. We first start by determining which required variables are needed to answer each question, and then determine the denominator and numerator for each calculation. And sometimes to maximize the reporting results, some of the data are recoded to account for missing elements, especially if a valid response can be deduced from other elements in the record. For example, if the response of yes, if a record has a valid response of yes to a question of was the client interviewed, but a missing response to a question was the client located, we can then recode that because we know that person had to be located in order to be interviewed. This slide shows actual results from 2011 for the national question that asked how successful is the program at identifying and interviewing persons with newly reported HIV infection. Using data from the 53 programs, we found that among persons with newly reported HIV infection, 92% is eligible for HIVPS. And being eligible means the person is not deceased or out of jurisdictions. So I'll just kind of glaze over this just a little bit. 85% of these index patients were interviewed and accepted partner services. 18% claimed no partners within the 12-month recall. And the average number of partners named, which is different, meaning that there was enough locating information, was less than 1%. Some of the challenges mainly came with the reporting system. The greatest with being with the grantees that use STDMIS, a lot of the key variables were missing, but we have worked with the programmers to fix that in future versions of the software. Other limitations were some key variables needed to collect information were missing. Some of the lessons learned is that some of the grantees had trouble creating their XML files, so we've added some additional grantee technical assistance. We've also provided additional training through our websites and Luther Consulting, and have facilitated solutions for data collection systems to get those local systems up to speed with all of the requirements. Some of our next steps are to continue to refine the DMDQ process to make the process shorter, to streamline the PS requirements to only capture those variables that are essential for the indicator calculations, to continue to identify calculation and reporting challenges through those calls with the grantees, and to also provide feedback for the first time with national indicator reports that will be available later this year. Thank you. Sorry.